Earl, let's bring you live now to G-Trans Satellite Launch Center in Gobi Desert.
The first crewed mission destined for Tiangong, China's space station on board the Shenzhou 12 spacecraft. Less than 20 seconds to go.
And the Shenzhou 12 will be Neil Hyshun's third space out.
That's right. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. There's the booster kicking in. And liftoff. Just spectacular. The launch of Shenzhou 12 spacecraft heading to the Chinese space station, the divine vessel shipping away from its space.
It's the first crewed mission to its new space station, Tiangong, or Heavenly Palace. Also its first manned space flight in 5 years.
Core module of China's space station. And of course,
live pictures out of Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in Gobi Desert. There, China's Shenzhou 12 launched from the pad just now. Three astronauts on board that spaceship will live on Tianhe for 3 months, a core module that was launched into space earlier. This is, of course, the third of 11 missions planned for the space station project. They're all part of the country's ambitious space plans, coming ahead of the Chinese Communist Party's 100th anniversary celebrations.
Yeah, we can have the clear visual of the rockets coming, launching off into the sky. And
right. The astronauts, they look fine to me. They look okay.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, the
China space station is called Tiangong. It translates into Heavenly Palace in Chinese. It's expected to be fully operational by 2022 and last for at least 15 years. The crew will be living on Tianhe, or Harmony of the Heavens, a core module launched this April. They'll be spending 3 months there conducting spacewalks, maintenance work, and other experiments. The 56-year-old commander, Nie Haisheng, will be leading the group. It'll be his third mission to space. Mr. Nie will also set a record as China's oldest astronaut in space. He'll be joined by 54-year-old Liu Boming. This will be his second mission. And rounding off, the crew will be 45-year-old Tan Hongbo, who is on his maiden space voyage.
Construction of China's space station began in April with the launch of Tianhe, the first and largest of three modules. It'll be Tang Hongbo's first space outing.
有压力，更有信心，因为我是第一次执行任务。 压力难免是有的，因为神秘的太空充满着许多未知，空间站任务也充满着风险和挑战，但我坚信，压力就是动力，信心保证成功。经过11年的学习、训练和磨砺考验，我对自己充满信心，对我们团队充满信心。
Chinese astronauts have had a comparatively low international profile. U.S. legislation bars NASA from any cooperation with China, and Chinese astronauts have not been to the more than two-decade-old International Space Station. The ISS may be decommissioned in 2024 if the project does not receive new funding, and China could end up being the operator of the only space station in Earth's orbit.